with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable. Can a blind person lead a blind person? Will not both fall into the pit? No disciple is superior to his teacher, but when fully trained, every disciple will be like his teacher. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me remove the splinter from your eye," when you do not even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? You hypocrite, remove the wooden beam from your own eye first, and then you will see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's eye. The Gospel of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Clearly, this Gospel speaks about making judgments about others, finding fault with others, gossip, judgment, that type of thing. And when we make a judgment about another person, the person's character or something, special thing about the person, we are revealing more about ourselves, our smallness, our prejudice, our struggle with losing control, whatever it is. When we have to raise our voices or put another person down, it must teach us something about ourselves. That's what this Gospel says. Before you make a judgment about another person, look at your own weakness, look at your own blindness, look at your own limitations. Now, the good news is that gossip can only happen in a community. So we do have community, we have family, we have friends, we have church, we have community. Gossip and judgment happen and have value only in a community. However, there is something about the insight of the blind person. Sometimes the blind person can see what the sighted person cannot see. We've all had experience of that. They have a sensitivity and so forth. Timothy Radcliffe, in his recent excellent book, Alive in God, tells a story about somebody who is blind. In his community at Blackfriars in England, he's a Dominican, there was a brother named Vincent Cook, and Brother Vincent was profoundly blind. And he changed the whole community, his blindness. I mean, they had to be careful opening a door, lest Brother Vincent might be at the other side and not see the door swinging out. They had to make sure that everything was in the proper and the same place in the refrigerator so that Brother Vincent could find the milk in the morning, whatever he wanted. But he kind of engendered a certain kindness in the community, because in his blindness, he could see things and he could influence situations. But he likes to tell this story. He also had, Brother Vincent had a sense of humor, and he liked to tell the story about the occasion in which he was in Liverpool, which was a very familiar city. He grew up in Liverpool. In this big city, he was going around the sidewalk once with his cane, finding his way, blind man, come to an intersection. And he was a little bit unsure crossing the street, so he said to the person next to him, "Will you help me to cross the intersection?" And the man next to him said, "Yes, of course. Hold my arm and I'll take you across." So holds his arm, they got across, and the cars are blowing horns and screeching of brakes and that. When they get to the other side, Brother Vincent says, "Thank you very much for helping me to cross the intersection because I'm blind. To which the other fellow said, oh no, you did me a favor because I'm blind. So the two blind men somehow found their way. And it kind of strikes me that if we could always, each of us, connect with our blindness, connect with our limitations, we could understand the limitations of the other person. And maybe then the horns would blow on and the brakes of the cars would screech, but we'd find our way because we would be together. We would understand one another's common bond of blindness. It's a good teaching for us that when you're inclined to make a judgment about another person, or you're inclined to correct another person, be conscious of your blindness. And then perhaps we'll see things that the sighted person cannot see.